So I'm at Valley View Hospital. I'm going to get the first dose of my vaccine. I fall into the 65 and older age group, so that's why I'm coming here. I didn't know what would happen when I went for my first COVID-19 vaccine shot at Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs on Wednesday, February 3rd, except that I would end up with a needle in my arm and some kind of vaccine in my veins.
This one is Moderna.
Okay.
And then we also alternate between Moderna and Pfizer, again, whatever is provided by the state.
That's Safety Manager Josh Anderson, one of the very friendly and helpful staff who greeted me at the entrance.
Okay. But it's an exciting day.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here, and this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm the marketing.
After a nurse took my temperature and screened me for COVID-19 symptoms, Josh and Marketing Director Ashley Worthington escorted me through the entire procedure.
It feels a little surreal.
Definitely.
You know, how many floors are we going up?
We're going to walk up two floors.
We took the stairs to the second floor and stood in line for a little while, masked and socially distanced, of course.
So how many people normally are scheduled?
How many people are scheduled is dependent on the allotment we get of vaccines by week.
So on a weekly basis, Valley View places an order for vaccines with the state of Colorado for the following week.
Stacy Gavrell is the Chief Community Relations and Public Affairs Officer at Valley View.
So, for example, this week we will be working to place an order for vaccines that we would ultimately receive next week. What happens is the order is either fully or partially fulfilled based on the supply of vaccines that the state of Colorado is getting from the federal government.
Basically, the hospital places an order for a certain number of vaccine doses every week, but the actual amount received depends on how much comes to the state from the federal government. And then the state doles out a certain amount to administrators, which means that Valley View might not receive the amount it requested. Gavrell uses the word nimble to describe how the staff has met weekly changes to vaccine supply. She says they can't plan how to administer vaccine until they know exactly how many doses they receive.
Our approach has been to wait until we have the final confirmation of the vaccines we've received. Even though on a weekly basis we're placing orders, we in some cases don't actually know the vaccine quantity we are confirmed to get until Monday of that week. And then from there, we start planning and scheduling for the vaccine clinics.
That explains how I got my appointment so fast and a few days before the official opening for my age group.
As these groups change in terms of which groups are eligible now, we had a sufficient supply of vaccine to do a portion of the 65-year-olds and older in the community because we had been so successful in working through those other priority groups.
Hi.
Hi. Are you here for your Moderna shot?
I am here for my Moderna shot.
Yeah. Oh, well, terrific.
Okay, so after maybe 6 or 7 minutes in line, I'm ushered into a large room that is the vaccine clinic. I go through a few stations, giving my name and birth date and any allergies I may have. I get my official vaccination card and a date to return for my second shot.
Okay. Then the last but not least question for you today is, do you want to use your right or left arm today?
So does your arm get sore?
Yes, your arm does get quite sore.
Okay, so let's go with the right arm because I'm left-handed.
You got it. There's lots of theories on which arm to use. Some people like to use their dominant arm to work it out.
And it's time for the shot. A nurse named Tina has the vaccine all ready to go.
So now you've got the needle.
I'm going to count to three and give you a shot. Okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Ow. Oh, it doesn't really hurt that much.
That's it. And then here comes your Band-Aid.
Oh, has it got somebody on it?
You got Bugs Bunny.
Actually, it was a little anticlimactic.
That's it.
I know. It's quick and easy, right?
Okay, after about 20 minutes, I began to feel woozy, lightheaded, and my neck was getting stiff. My emotions were mixed. I felt relieved, nervous, and, well,
a little guilty
because I wish that everybody could get it. Anybody could get it right away. You know, I think everybody needs to have this who wants it. Everybody. And I feel a little guilty that I've gotten to the head of the line a little bit because of my age. And I'm not the only one. Dr. Matthew Winnia, director of the Center for Bioethics and Humanities at University of Colorado, told 5280 Magazine earlier this month that many people who have already received the vaccine probably feel like their doses could have gone to someone more deserving. Tina, the nurse, said she felt empowered after receiving the vaccine. Josh Anderson says he would like to see all 60,000 Garfield County residents get the vaccine.
However, our goal or our projection would be 70% of the population is what our realistic goal would be.
Okay. He added that those who don't want to get the vaccine should keep an open mind, and those who do should keep up with social distancing, wearing masks, and washing hands. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.